This episode of the Bachelor Podcast is brought to you by Skinny Pop.
Okay, so there are way too many snacks that are like bland and boring. And when I'm watching The Bachelor, I need to make sure that I am like fully loaded with my snacks. Like I need to make sure that I have wine. And the best part about it is that I can have Skinny Pop popcorn and I will literally eat an entire bag in one sitting and not feel a thing about it. Can I just say that? My favorite one is the Skinny Pop Salty Kettle. It's the kettle corn. And like the salty and sweet of it is so good. It's so addicting, but it's also guilt-free. This is the best snack to have while you're watching The Bachelor because you can eat a whole bag of it and you can share it with your friends and it is so good and it goes great with wine. Anyways, you guys can buy Skinny Pop at retailers nationwide or go to shop.skinnypop.com.
Tonight on The Bachelor, Kaylin abandons Connor in paradise. Will his broken heart ever mend? Then, Blake gets blindsided by Christina. Who's going to be the mother of his children now? Plus, Luke S. gets rejected by literally everyone. What's next for this undercooked Nick Vial? All that and more. It's the most dramatic episode ever. This is The Bachelor.
Hello and welcome to The Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay.
And I'm Derek.
And we are podcasting from afar.
Cross country.
Cross country podcasting. Where are you right now?
I'm in Toledo, Ohio.
It's lit.
It's a party.
It's a party. I'm in New York City, just in case you guys didn't know. But we're FaceTiming. And
this is new.
This is new. We did this one other time before, but, you know, work calls. All right. So diving in, I just want to remind you guys to rate, review, and subscribe every week for the right reasons. I'm actually still waiting to hear from the person who did a review last week. What song was it? It was to Old Town Road. If I have not seen your DM, maybe comment something on one of our most recent posts and be like, hey,
yeah,
that
hard
was
to
me.
Actually, I would say reaching out to one of us individually is, well, honestly, probably you, because I get a lot right now.
Ew.
I'm getting a lot of DMs. Thanks to JPJ. So many where people are like, so I heard from JPJ that you, and I'm just like, no, not okay. Responding.
No, thank you. But yes, maybe comment on one of our pictures. We're still looking for you. We want to send you the mug. But anyways, and that's saying in general, if you do leave us a review, make sure you leave your Instagram handle on the review just so we can find it, because it's not always
the same.
And
then we'll reach out to you. That's easier.
Yeah, and it's not always the same as your actual name. Anyways, okay, so if we do pick your review, you will win one of our Bachelor mugs. And our review this week is awesome. It's called Thank You Betch. And I told Derek, I was like, let's not pick a song this week because all we've been doing is picking songs. I don't want to make people feel intimidated for not reviewing a song, but it's a song.
I know, and it's so on brand.
It's so on brand, and I'm like talking out of my like I can't breathe out of my nose right now. So we're gonna attempt this.
Little excuses.
No,
excuses.
This is not an excuse. This is not an excuse. Okay, so it's called Thank You, Betch.
This one's in Kay's wheelhouse because I usually end up seeing these.
Yeah, my wheelhouse. And it's okay. So it's from Hannah's perspective, and it is the Ariana Grande song, and it's really good. Okay, so I wish I had like the music. Okay, thought I'd end up with Pete, but it wasn't a match. Wrote some songs about Luke P. Now I listen and laugh. Even though almost got married, and for Jed, I'm so thankful. I wish I could say thank you to Tyler, because he was an angel. Some talk about love, some talk about patience, some talk about pain. That's so amazing. I've loved and I've lost, but that's not what John, I think John Paul Jones, so this is from like her perspective, John sees, but look what I found, look what he's shown me. This is the podcast, and for that, I thank you. Thank you, Betch. Thank you, Betch. Okay, I didn't really sing it, but you guys get the gist. It was amazing.
Does that make John the Betch?
Yeah, I think he's the Betch. I think John is the Betch. But that was awesome. I hope you guys fast-forwarded through that part.
But have it on like two speed. Okay. So anything else other than to follow us on Instagram?
No, I mean, I think there wasn't really too much news this week.
Yeah, no.
a lot of people are, I guess, like we've got Dance with the Stars starting next week. So yeah. this was so much. This season was so backloaded. Front loaded, I mean, like just really quick at the end here, boom, boom, boom. And then next week is already the whether there's any engagements or not. And then like the
reunion show.
The reunion show. I always forget what to call it.
I don't know what it's called reunion, either.
Reunion show, because it's not like the final rose.
No, because there's no final rose. I mean, I guess there is, but there's not. Yes, so that's next week. And so our podcast will still be out on Tuesday next week, but I don't know if
Wednesday
there's
next
a show
week.
On Monday, question mark. I guess we'll find out.
Question mark.
We'll keep you updated on our Instagram account, and it's at The Bachelor, and then on Twitter we are Bachelor Pod. Memes, tweets, all of it. So make sure you follow us there. Okay, night one. Do you want to start us off?
Yeah, we come and jump straight back into Dean wearing, like, what is he wearing?
I commented on
the Paradise video of this. Like, who in their right mind wears whatever they are, capris and like a jean shirt that's all like black to 85 degree beach. And he wasn't sweating. I don't get it. He's used to sleeping in the van. It's so hot in there. I don't know.
Yeah. I also haven't worn capris since like seventh grade. So I don't know what that move was. Or maybe it was just like a cuffed pant.
No, I don't think so. It was a capri Dean one. Does his own thing. Yeah.
He did, but he came back without the mustache, which we got a lot of comments, and they were like, please somebody address his suntan line on his, the tan line on his face.
The white line. Yeah.
That's wild. I feel like you have to, if you're going to shave your mustache, you have to wait until after.
I've definitely trimmed my beard really close before, and it's an obvious difference between
really?
The two. Yeah.
I don't
can
think
tell
I've ever seen you without a beard. Question mark?
Probably not. I don't like to. I have. Well, I mean, whatever. It doesn't matter. I just have really thick hair, so I like break out if I shave my face.
Yeah. I need to know. I do need to know what you look like without. Like, I need the receipts.
Well. Anyway, so only Dean makes the joke that I'm a changed man, haha, and like all these little comments to Caitlin. You know, she's like unsure at first, and it was just really wild to see everybody watching and talking while Connor is like sitting right there. I felt really bad for Connor.
I felt super bad for Connor, and the fact that she's okay. He came back. He's making this grand gesture, and you know, he goes, "I know I have some stuff to work on, and I want to work on those things with you." But at the same time, I'm like, this is super manipulative.
I don't know. I know where you're coming from. I don't know if I call it manipulative, but it's definitely like, who was it later? Christina says it's a,
Christina was dragging him.
Well, what's the word where you give your, it's either this or this?
Ultimatum.
Ultimatum. Yeah.
It's true.
It was definitely an ultimatum. I'm not down with ultimatums in relationships.
It was like, kind of like this gave me vibes of Colton and Cassie. So Colton shows up to Cassie's place, and after she's already like gone home, and he's like, "Hey, I want to be with you, but like," he's like, "but you have to come meet my family and." You know,
And
it's like, how could you say no? Like Dean flew all the way out to Mexico, showed up just for her. And if she says no, even if she wanted to say no, she would feel guilty, you know, say no again.
Well, I mean, I felt really bad for Connor, but I really don't like, I think he showed his age a ton. I really don't like when you see him then talking to Caitlin, right? And he does like a similar thing where she's talking to him about the situation, and like all he does the whole time is talk about Dean and how bad Dean is.
Yeah.
Like, you should not feel the need to talk to somebody about how bad someone else is for them, if that's where the relationship is, like, you should, I have major issues with this. I always have. I've always called these guys wolves. They're the ones on the side.
Yeah, like, wolves.
Usually they're like a friend of a girl, and they're just like waiting for the boyfriend to screw up. And when they, then the, if the girl goes to reach out to a guy for like
they
information,
they take their chance.
They're like, oh yeah, that's so bad. How could he do something like that? Oh, by the way, what are you doing later on? Like,
right.
That was the vibes I got. And that's a young guy thing, I think. But again, like, I did still feel bad for him, because in the end, he kind of had to do the same thing I did. Like, he had to watch this happen.
Yeah. That's so true. And like, but the one of the things that he was talking bad about Dean, but in saying how bad he is for her, but he wasn't there. Like, he heard about it, but he didn't see it. Like, he's just going based off of like what she said. And even though, yeah, Dean might have been bad for her, or might have done like some shitty things, he doesn't know.
He doesn't know, exactly. That's why anytime that, like, that was more of a red flag for me. Up front, like, just straight off the bat, I'm going, oh no, baby, what is you doing? You know?
Yeah, don't leave with him.
But then once I heard Connor start saying that stuff, I was like, red flags, go with Dean. That's
right. Right, yeah. So she left. So Kaylin left. Long story short, Kaylin left. Mm-hmm. Went with Dean. I love that her thing was, well, will you drive me in a van back to L.A. or to L.A.?
Yeah, from San Diego, because I think that's where Dean lives. Usually.
Yeah, lives. LA. Parks his car.
Yeah, whatever that means.
That's where Dean.
I wonder how that works. We need a full download from him. Dean, will you come on our podcast?
I'm thinking this is going to be a no.
Everybody tag Dean.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody go on his latest photo and tell him that he needs to come on our podcast.
Yes. Tag, be like, Dean, go on the @Bachelor podcast. Literally blow him up.
Because he made a tweet about that saying that he was going to invite JPJ on his. So this is us getting him back.
But we're beating them in the polls, what do you call it? The charts anyway.
Boom.
Boom, baby. Rachel Lindsay was actually just on our You Up podcast. That comes out this week, so make sure to check that out as well.
I think that's like a big part of the first part of this episode.
Well, then
that was
pretty much
30 minutes.
This episode of the Bachelor Podcast is brought to you by Figs. Okay, I think there's something all of us can agree on. Nurses, doctors, dentists, and people who work in medicine not only make more money than us, but are really, really great. And we can all think of a time when a medical professional has helped us or a family member. Well, Figs is an amazing company that is making scrubs stylish and functional for the people who deserve it most. For years, nurses, doctors, and dentists have been wearing these ugly and uncomfortable scrubs to work every day. Unlike some of us, like, I work at a media company and I'm able to wear, you know, leggings 10 days a week, and not everybody is that lucky. So Figs is the highest quality medical apparel so that medical professionals can look their best, feel their best, and perform their best every day. They're made with yoga waistbands and come in a variety of styles, classic to straight legs to joggers to skinny styles. So that way you can wear different types of stuff to work that's not just the same every single day. And you look good and you feel good. And when you do that, when you look good and feel good, you also like are better at your job, which, so they've told me, maybe I should wear Figs instead of leggings every day. And what's really cool about Figs is that every time you shop at Figs, they give scrubs to healthcare providers in need around the world through their Threads for Threads initiative. If you are a medical professional, I love you. I am here for you. But if you are not, find someone that is and get these for them, because they will love you back. I actually gave this to my cousin, and she is obsessed with them. She loves the way they fit. She likes the way they look. She even sent me a selfie in them one day, and she posted it on her story, which, can I just tell you, I've never seen her post a selfie on her story with her inner scrub. So that was really cool. So whether you're one of the people that work in healthcare or you know somebody that does, Figs is going to make that easy by providing you with 15% off your first purchase by using the code TheBachelor. You can head to wearfigs.com. That's WEARFIGS, figs.com, and enter our code TheBachelor at checkout. That is wearfigs.com, and enter the code TheBachelor at checkout for 15% off your first order.
Well, then we get into like, you know, Katie and Chris, and Katie being Katie is so insecure about this entire relationship, and we don't get to see very much of it. I still don't feel like we see any of their relationship except there's drama.
I wrote that down too. I was like, this is so confusing because we know so little about the two of them.
No, I feel like we never get to see anything of their relationship. And so I feel bad judging her insecurities and her always questioning everything. But at the same time, like, what can I do?
Yeah, and like Christian, I think, says to her, right, that she, it is like intermingles with some of the Christian Demi drama.
Yeah.
Where Christian's like, no, I get it because like Demi doesn't like public
the PDA.
Shows affection too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I want to address one thing there because I got a bunch of tweets. People were like, oh, yeah, well, she didn't care about Derek. Okay. Two different things.
Yeah. Did She's nobody hear any of what Demi said later in the episode?
This is a totally two different things. Those don't count. Those are apples and oranges. Those are not the same thing. Also, if you remember, if you look back, every time she and I were like close with each other, there was nobody else around. We were like,
right,
often doing
that's
it,
so kind true.
Of up off somewhere different. Mm-hmm. So, but that's like, that is a huge thing. And that's that whole love language thing. You know, two people have two different love languages, which it seems like might be going on here.
Wait, what's your love language?
Mine's touch. That's what I just, you know.
Love a touch. But isn't there like a love language that you like have towards somebody and then the one that you receive?
Totally. Touch is number one for me both ways.
Mine is words of affirmation.
Words of affirmation.
To give people. Mm-hmm. And then mm-hmm. me, I think it's like, I think it's, same or like attention.
I really, yeah. That's valid. Give me attention. K created number six.
Yeah, that was me.
Do you care about gifts? That's like, I don't
not
I care.
Really. I like
if anybody
giving
gives
gifts,
me a, yeah.
But that's really
if
it.
Anybody gives me a gift, like I could care less. That's one where anybody I've ever dated, I like ask that early. I'm like, so how do you feel about gifts? Because I don't think about it. My family, like across the board, none of us, we're like not gift givers.
Yeah.
And so like, I don't think about it. It's not valuable to me. And so that's like one of those things where I just don't think it'll work. I've kind of like, that's been like a no-no for me.
I love that. Save me some money.
Yeah, right.
Right? Like, let's not. Okay. Anyway, so but Katie and Chris, they go on this date. They finally talk about, you know, again, for I feel like the 30th time, where he stands and where she stands. And he said, she asked him, she was like, have you ever been in love? And he was like, yes, but I've never been able to express it fully, which I understand. Yeah. So he's been on this show
both.
A bunch of times. Yeah, yeah.
He and Clay both, yeah.
So he's been on this show a bunch of times. And I get the whole, like, it takes a long time to develop love feelings for somebody. And, you know, he is, quote unquote, slightly older. But it makes sense. I stand by him on that.
What's like interesting here is I feel like we're stepping into with he and Clay, this like different. Remember how Peter was, and Peter's like a little bit older on Rachel's season.
Oh yeah.
How they were like, I don't know. This is so fast for me. Like I'm not used to this. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if that's why like they've always struggled on the show because they haven't been able to build feelings and connections really quickly.
I think it's
and I actually like how genuine it is.
Yeah, it's scary. It's like I feel like it does give I feel like having somebody like that with that mindset is very refreshing and keeps the show kind of grounded.
I agree.
You know?
It adds a layer of drama, which is fun, but
drama,
it's also like it's also realistic.
It has but it also adds what's genuine. You know,
authenticity
a layer
of,
thank you so
say.
Much that's what I needed. I was like,
I just wanted to see you struggle through that one,
and man, I did. But yeah, it adds a layer of authenticity because I think that a lot of us struggle with that. And yes, all of these people that we see are jumping into these I love you, I love you, I love you, knowing it's only, you know, x amount of weeks or whatever, but mm-hmm. having that one person bringing it back down to earth is really nice.
Yeah. I did. I would like a couple things I wrote down. Chris was like, I wouldn't be sitting here right now if I didn't think that it was possible to feel love. So I think that was like really good for him to voice that like he would be no if he didn't feel like it was possible. And then the second thing was he said, I want to fight for what is amazing thing that we both have. Okay, so I hate when people say they're gonna fight for somebody. Like that pisses me off and bothers me so much. And sure. I know like some women, some men like want that to be the case, but to me that's always been game playing. And like I mean you saw me, right, with Demi. I was like, okay, this is done. All right, this is done. With Tayshia, like, okay, but this is how you feel. I'm not gonna play games. This is how you feel. You tell me the truth. Okay, I'm out.
We talked about that with Dean. He's like, who wants easy? Yep. I'm like, me. I don't want to have to go back and forth with all this.
Yeah, I've done that before. And so I think like just personally, I just trust people now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I hate fighting for someone when you're like fighting against someone or whatever. But when he says it that way, it's like he's like talking about his internal fight. And I thought that was cool. So I like that. And then I'm going to make fun of him, as I did on Twitter, about his dancing.
Go, 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 go.
His dancing in that wedding line. It was so bad compared to everybody else.
I saw your tweet, and it was Elaine from Seinfeld.
Yeah.
And that is the first of all I'm obsessed with.
Seinfeld.
Is that show? Well, not Seinfeld, but Julie Louis-Dreyfus.
She's
incredible. That was so funny. That is the exact... That's the exact thing that I saw in my head. Okay.
They were all like the whole wedding party was really good dancers. That's like a very Latin thing though, you know. There's salsa like all over the place. Latin, or if you're Blake, I guess. That was a perfect Blake date.
Blake. Yikes.
But then you have Katie, who was like a college dancer.
Yeah. Professional dancer, like she's ready to go. Yeah.
Exactly. And Chris was like, oh no, what do I do?
Also another light moment. I completely missed this whole Brie and Matt Donald connection.
Yeah. I mean I don't think they didn't really highlight it, and it's obvious
because
we see her at the end of this all being like, yeah, not for me. So
no, but I'm completely missed because they were like, oh yeah, Matt Donald's in this love triangle with Brie and Sydney, and I'm sitting there, since when?
Brie? Yeah.
Since when is he in this love triangle? And Matt's just mentioning his mom, and
so many mom. He's so pure.
He is so pure.
You can tell he just like takes care of his family and has so much. Ugh.
Yeah, he's really, really, really good.
Seems like the biggest sweetheart ever. And such a dork doing his, like, handstands and blowing bubbles. He's no joke. He's, like, in middle school.
I just feel like he hasn't completely, like...
ever dated somebody before. I don't know.
Okay, yeah, that's it. That's exactly what I was thinking.
But again, genuineness.
Genuineness.
Authenticity. He's, like... He was so nervous when the cameras first came on. Remember, his like voice squeaked and stuff.
Well, I mean, he didn't have any practice.
Exactly.
He wasn't on the show before.
Exactly, but I love him because he is just like himself.
Oh, also he was on the show, but let's be clear, it was only for a night.
Yeah.
Okay. So Revian comes down, and first of all, I've never seen this girl in my life. I thought I'd never seen Jane before. I had never seen Revian before.
I don't remember why, but I did remember this girl. I think the big thing with her is she had blonde hair. They said it on the girls said it. She had blonde hair on their season. And so I think I remember just like the striking bright blonde hair and being like, oh, that's unique.
Right.
But we didn't know anything about her. And you see her like she's kind of uncomfortable. And pretty quiet.
Oh, definitely. And then, and also coming in so late, I feel like if you're going to bring somebody on the show that people don't remember right away, put them on earlier so it's not as awkward when they show up. Or better. Like,
somebody's got to come at the end. It really is filler, you know? So, I mean, it's hard because they have to fill with somebody at the end. It's always like a little bit weird and awkward, and honestly, you don't see much of the last couple people because like couple days. I mean, you can meet somebody and be interested, but
I mean,
you can't
that's
really
start.
It. Yeah, you can't really start dating someone in just a couple days. Yeah. And a lot of these people are people who, in my opinion, like look at like Whitney and Revian and Bree, Matt Donald, like Lucas, they're all like a little weird and like a little uncomfortable in front of the cameras. So I think they toss them in at the end because they know if it was early, they would just like not quite feel comfortable.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like Jen Saviano, like the bombshell of this entire show forever.
God, and, she was gorgeous.
But she gets uncomfortable in front of the cameras and you hardly ever see her because she just like doesn't talk.
I bet it's weird though. I mean, I can relate because I mean, are the cameras close
you're a bombshell
to you? Like,
too?
Are you like, what?
Because you're a bombshell too.
Because I'm a bomb, as a bomb, speaking as a bombshell. no, but I just, I can't imagine having, you know, a camera filming me trying to have an intimate conversation without adjusting what I'm saying and not giving real, I don't know.
Well, Christian kind of like it struggles with it too. You know, Demi's Christian. And that's because she'd never done it before. You either have it or you don't. You don't know until you start doing it. And that's why like people filter out through the show. Early people and like Bachelor, Bachelorette, that's like, I'm guessing just based on like how my experience there went, it's actually mostly people who just like can't be themselves early on. Who, they kind of filter themselves out, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would struggle. Anyway. I feel like I would struggle with that. But
well, the Revy and Connor thing.
Revy and Connor, they go on their date. It was kind of like anticlimactic. You could tell that he was still fawning over, Kaylin, which makes sense.
Dude.
What you said about their conversation. Or the, who was the it? John Paul Jones, Connor,
and Chase.
And Chase. Dude, yeah, totally. What? That's
and like Chase isn't dumb by no means. It's the way they talk.
Yeah, the way they talk. It's very bro.
It's so bro.
Bless them. Bless them all. Okay, so they start this Paradise prom, which is let's go back. I guess we sort of talked about Demi and Christian and their conversation. Yeah. Should we touch more on that?
We can. I mean, it's Demi dealing with, she's like processing her feelings, the long-term stuff. And it happens like in a couple of different times, but you know, I can't put myself in her shoes. I don't know what it's like
to do
this.
Not many people can.
Especially because it's happening on TV. Like, how many people are going to watch this. Just another layer of stress.
Right.
And I mean, like, she knows this relationship with Christian is important to her, but she even, if you remember, like, reading stuff and some of the interviews she said before Paradise, she was always like, I will never get engaged on the show. Like, that's just too dumb. So now when people are asking her about it, she's like, I don't know, that's too stressful. Don't talk to me about it.
Oh, yeah, doesn't want to talk about it. And I mean, God, I can't. I also cannot imagine getting engaged on a show and then, I mean, I guess, actually, I was thinking about this last night about how I bet it is more of an incentive to stay together because of the show. Not that, I mean, I don't know. It's just like, it makes people commit more. It's like, yeah, you know what? I'm here. I'm at this level of commitment. I'm on a show and I want to do this. So you know what? I'm going to do it. You know?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I having been there before, that outside stuff is not really a factor in what you're thinking at that point in time.
Yeah.
Like, you've been so removed from what social media and stuff are that you're not thinking about that. You're not in that space. I do think,
I
know what you mean.
Yeah.
No, I know what you mean. But like, I was going to say, because I think you have cut away from all of that, you're more in tune with like where you are emotionally, and whether that is like to stay in a relationship or if you want to feel like you could spend the rest of your life with this person.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, it's different from real life. So it's just on everybody's different opinion of like you know, is engaged, married to you. You hear everybody, like, different people talk about that as like they're this, it's the same thing as marriage. And then some people are like, it's just the next step. You know, everybody sees that differently.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't know. I mean, you've been engaged before.
Ooh, I have.
We both have.
Yeah. So that's that. Yeah. So I guess I know that part of it. And I think about, I'm like, I wish we could go back to those days where, you know, we didn't have all of our phones and all the social media, and where you would meet someone organically and wouldn't have all these distractions. And so you could really invest your time into someone and not always have all these other options.
Yeah, I agree.
Anyway, anywho, JPJ and this, what'd she call it? John Prom Jones.
Yeah, so, I know. I think Nicole made that up.
Yeah, probably. So yeah. They, John Paul Jones decides to create a prom for Tayshia because apparently she never went in high school, which is surprising, which I think we all were surprised hearing that.
It's, I mean,
she's like, I was awkward. And I'm thinking, what? You're the prettiest girl on the planet.
I know. You know what I was thinking about? I have to bring this up. She is from like Orange County.
I don't know what that means.
She is biracial and like in Orange County. And I wonder if
there's in California.
Like, do you know what Orange County is?
Orange County is in California. There's like Orange County like everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, she's from like Newport Beach.
Oh, okay.
Like where the OC is. There's everyone there is white and rich.
Oh, okay.
And I wonder if I mean that I going back to my high school, like I got called all sorts of racist names because I was the only like one of the only brown people, and I'm not even that brown, but like people just knew that because my mom is Brazilian.
Mm-hmm.
And I like, I don't know, that's probably putting too much on it, but I have a feeling like that's probably a factor in that. And
for sure. I mean, I totally get that.
She's different from everybody, you know,
as a biracial girl myself.
I know.
I totally get that. So I thought that was interesting, and I did think him throwing that prom for her was super sweet. I think John Paul Jones is annoying on X amount of levels, but that gesture needed to be applauded.
I mean, it's cute. I can't lie about that.
But yeah, we can't even shit on that. Like, damn, that it was really cute.
Well, I will say, how apropos from the most immature person on the beach to key in on prom. I was watching it and I was like, I mean, look, it was cute. I would not have thought of that because that would have been like too childish for me. That's just like my, you know, I wouldn't have thought about like throwing prom for somebody because I would have been like, all right, well, we're not 16. So
also like, I don't want to relive high school in any way, shape or form.
No, exactly.
If you guys saw me in high school, which maybe we should put up old high school pics
high
of
school
us.
Pictures?
That
we
could
should.
Be really funny. Show us in
the
high school.
The prom episode. All right. That's going to be our episode.
This is the prom episode. But that was really cute. And seeing all the couples dancing was super bizarre and awkward, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree.
Like the
That's
music.
The thing about this. Like, I don't know. There's not many people who I think look back on high school as like, oh man, I wish I could go back there. But I think you definitely know that JPJ is one of them.
He's like wishing those are his glory days.
Exactly.
Glory days. Okay. So, the end of the episode was this Blake and Christina thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I am cringing over the whole situation.
I think it's clear that this is why you don't give friend roses in the end.
Oh yeah.
If I mean like one or so or two, maybe as long as you know that it's gonna
stay
it's gonna
at that
like
level.
It will fade away, and like it wouldn't matter if somebody came in that you liked. But like, there's always been this subtext of Blake totally still liking Christina, and he like flirts with her here and there throughout. And so I think this is obvious. It's like, this is eventually going to come anyway.
Oh, but he was like talking about, he's like, you know, I do see Christina as the mother of my children. And I'm like,
yeah,
is this a joke? What's the joke? Because
I know.
And he was so, and he compared. So Christina decides to tell, like, she told him, she's like, you know, I don't see myself getting there with you. I don't have these feelings for you. And he is so thrown off by this that he was comparing this heartbreak to Becca.
I know. That's wild.
That's wild. So Blake and Christina both go home. But I'm just so... I can't wrap my head around how blindsided he was.
Same.
How he did not see this happening at all.
Yeah. I think he just fooled himself. At this point, he's at the end of the road and everyone's talking about finality. It seems like he got in his own head.
I think he did too. And I think, I also think that we didn't see much of their relationship other than their friendship. Their friendship rose. They even showed like, well, they'd show like a clip.
Well, but that's because their relationship happened off camp, like beforehand.
Right.
When they were hooking up for
True.
Like months, you know?
So they're showing like the skid marks of everything, if you will.
Yeah, you're right.
There's skid marks to every relationship. Like you don't break up and it's clean. Like there's still
well,
shit
this is,
happening.
This is classic backsliding, you know?
Backsliding.
Where like you remember just the best parts. And that's what he's doing. He's like remembering just the best parts.
For sure.
And I feel like, okay, so Christina leaving. I feel like Christina has gotten way more heat than she deserved this season. Like, I really, like I tell you, I seriously think it's her accent that makes it seem worse. Like, I think because of the fact that she
yes.
has a Russian, like when Russian people talk to each other, it just sounds like they're planning a drug deal or something.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And that just because we're like, we're American, you know, like I'm just not saying because they are. And so I think that what she says comes off as harsher than the way she actually means it. Cause like, I mean, look, I know Christina, she's not really a harsh person. She's actually pretty, pretty loving. We saw how like sad she was when
right.
with things with Dean. I think that it just seems harsher because of how she says things.
Yeah. And also just going back and like seeing the progression of all this and her just honestly taking each person out one by one.
She did. She was a little Russian spy.
Yeah.
But you also see like her, like Dylan and Chris and Demi both said like so sad to have Christina leave on Twitter, and people were like going in hard after the fact. But her sense of humor is like Dylan, Demi, me, you, we all have like a
yeah.
little bit more sarcastic sense of humor.
I love
and
Christina.
I think, yeah, same.
I totally agree. Okay, so Christina and Blake both go home, and we jump into night two.
And night two like hits us fast.
Hits us fast, and there wasn't too much happening except for like
just like checking the last boxes of the show, because there's like a couple of dates for people who oh god I can't stand how many times they say the word conversation in this episode.
Oh yeah, you need to have this conversation, you need to have a conversation, you need to have okay, like I get it.
can we pick a different word,
any other
word?
To,
we need to talk about some things. There's some important
yeah.
topics
Let's
that we
chat.
Need to cover. Yeah, there are many ways to say this. It's like the new not here to make friends or whatever. Let's I'm not see. Here to make friends.
You need to have a conversation.
It's like we need to have a conversation.
Well, so I guess I'd rather just go through the couples and talking about the couples and where they are ending up
Well, like Hannah and Dylan go on this date. So
yes.
we can start there.
And they say, and, I love you to each other.
Yeah.
And, not just I'm falling in love, but.
And Hannah's like real about it, you know?
Which I was surprised.
Yeah, I think everyone's surprised with this.
God, watching them speak Spanish, though.
You know what? Like, this is. Yeah, that was funny. And Dylan crapped on himself later,
that
too.
Was a lot.
That was funny. He was like,
Neyamo.
God, I look so dumb.
Neyamo Dylan.
In his like surfer bro San Diego
yeah.
accent.
I know. I mean, whatever. They tried. Fine.
I think people wanted. So I love Dylan. And
we
both do. I think people are so used to seeing the guy who does like their roles kind of reversed in this relationship. Dylan was the one who was like, no, I'm all in. I'm pursuing Hannah, you know, like almost quote clingy that usually gets associated with women, but it like switched roles. So I think this is like people not thinking this was going to work. Personally, I think it was more about them putting like the norms of what they see and them expecting like the guy who's a little bit of an asshole to win.
Yeah.
Like, I think they look like they're in love.
Oh, for sure. I totally was like shitting on this relationship at the beginning, and I totally feel like they have found something.
Yeah.
For sure. Which they both deserve it. They're super cute.
Let's hit up real quick the whole Whitney and Connor thing, because that was funny.
Oh my gosh. They did Connor dirty. That was so funny. So Connor was sitting here talking about this. You know what? I'm going to give Whitney like 5 minutes to get here. That's like me showing up to any date. If he's not here in 5 minutes, I'm getting out, like I'm leaving.
And that's so funny.
And then she shows up, I guess. But when she does show up, apparently it was a longer wait than we actually showed, because they said, oh yeah, he left like 30 minutes ago. Well, when we saw it, obviously they're not going to wait 30 minutes. But when we saw it, it looked like, oh my gosh, I bet their vans were driving right like by each other. Like, but he was still at the place because he was in a hotel.
There's a two different. There's like an hour away from where the.
Oh.
Yeah. So they did cross paths.
Okay, so Connor. I mean, if I were Whitney, and I went all the way down there, I guess it's nice to go down there for a guy you already know specifically, but what if he was already in a relationship?
Remember, they met at the wedding. That's where they met.
Right, but he was like talking to Kaylin. Like Kaylin pulled him aside.
But you saw Connor be like, if Kaylin wouldn't have pulled me aside, this is where I feel bad for him, because he got thrown into the middle of like he liked them both, and then he kind of got pulled into Kaylin, and instead of Whitney being able to maybe make something out of their relationship, it just like.
Right.
I wish when Whitney came to the room, he would have been like, why were you late? What took you so long?
Yeah, like, I sat there for an hour waiting for you.
How long does it take you to make your makeup?
Yeah, he would say something like that. Because he would have, anyways. But, so Whitney literally shows up to Paradise and leaves right away, goes to Connor. Yeah. They meet and make out and whatever, so... Hopefully.
I think they're both too pretty for TV together.
Very tall, very thin.
We don't deserve their beauty.
Yeah, let's not. I can't have one more beautiful, perfect girl in a bikini like on my TV. Okay.
Clay Nicole thing.
Yes. So Clay and Nicole, she's checking in with him basically because she's like, you know what? I don't want to continue this if you're not falling in love, like if you don't see yourself getting there, because I'm not going to leave Miami, you know, to move to Chicago to do all of this.
I think it's valid.
100%. Like Matt doesn't even live in New York. He lives in L.A. And we've already had that conversation. Yes, I have a boyfriend.
Matt.
But.
We always got to get in.
But we've made that decision. It's like we need to make sure that this is it, because making that sort of move is huge.
It's so huge.
You can't do it.
No, I couldn't move for somebody if I didn't feel like they were in love with me and I love them. Like that's crazy.
No, I mean, I've never moved for anyone and I won't. But I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. But so they had that conversation, but he does say, he's like, you know, I'm starting to... fall, but I'm not in love with
him. He's never said I love you to anybody.
To anyone, right.
That
not
was
even
the whole
to
thing
Angela.
With Angela. Yeah. And that was 8 months. So I think he's just a slow mover.
I'm curious. Do we think that he is moving slower, even slower with her? Or I guess, do you think his feelings are heightened more because Angela's there?
Oh, of course.
I mean, yes.
That would suck.
Yeah, so it's like, yeah, I'm falling in. I'm starting to fall, but I'm not there yet.
For sure that's an extra thing. And, like, that could help him move forward and, like, get closure quicker. But also, that's just stressful. That's weird.
Yeah, I know.
If Taylor was on the beach while I was there, you know how weird and stressful that would have been?
God. All like, that it'd baggage, be a competition. Like,
yeah, exactly. So, I mean, of course that's affecting him.
This episode of the Bachelor Podcast is brought to you by FabFitFun. FabFitFun is a women's lifestyle subscription box filled with full-size premium beauty, lifestyle, fitness, home and wellness products sent straight to your doorstep each season. They take the hassle out of shopping by doing it for you, and each box is customized to your specific interests. They deliver seasonal must-haves that you definitely need. The 2019 FabFitFun fall box is on sale now. I've gotten so many amazing products from this, so I just got my FabFitFun box in the mail, and my favorite part about it is that they're all full-size products, and these products aren't like things that you always want to buy for yourself, but it's like something that you'd like to get in a gift. And some of my favorite things are, I got these amazing little sugar cube body scrub that smell amazing, like these little like green sugar cubes. They're awesome. And then I got some lotion, and fall is here, you guys, so make sure you stay moisturized. Nobody wants some crusty skin. Like, we need to stay lotioned up. It is filled with so many amazing things. You guys are going to love it. I love it. But so right now, FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box, full-size beauty products, and it retails for $49.99, but always has a value over $200. Use the code THEBACHELOR for $10 off your first box at www.fabfitfun.com, and that is The Bachelor for $10 off your first box at www.fabfitfun.com. Okay, so Chris cancels the cocktail party, and he's basically like, you know, if you're not in a relationship, like, get the fuck out.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is such an... So here's another manipulative move, Chris Harrison. Ultimatums. Rude.
Exactly.
But so the rose ceremony happens, and when Luke S. gets up there to give his rose to Bree, and she says no, I was unable to breathe.
I mean,
I've never seen that.
Seen any,
yeah,
but
Chris,
why
said,
did he do that in the first place?
I mean, I guess they hung out like for a second, but why did why did they stay there? Like, he knows that him and Bree aren't
right.
He has
exactly.
To know.
No, exactly.
She's way too hot for him. I mean, even Haley was like, he's a poor man's Nick Viall.
Oh, yeah, that was, ooh.
That was dirty. But he should have known. She said no to him. And then when Chris Harrison was like, does anyone?
Anybody else? Oh, no.
Anyone want?
I feel like there's a story behind that we didn't get to see. I want to know more about that story.
Does anybody
want like
his rose?
Did, he had to do something or whatever for them.
He must have tried calling multiple people up.
I wonder.
He's like, anybody, anyone at all.
Yeah, I feel like it's something we missed.
Going once.
Wait,
going
it's like
twice.
That. It's like that tweet format. It's just like, nobody. Nobody at all. Everybody. Just blank, blank, blank.
Just blank.
And then
Lucas's rose.
Yeah.
But that
we
was
need to write that actually.
That was
we
yeah,
write
I know,
that
right?
Today.
That was so awkward. And then
he has to go. I love that Chris is like, well, this has never happened before.
So it looks like you're gone because you have the power yet.
New question. I feel like we've got that question before, and now we know the answer. If nobody accepts your rose, what happens?
Yeah.
Well, you go home.
Things I don't want to find out, like be in a position
worry
of
about.
That.
Yeah, exactly.
About having the power and then still not being able to do anything with it. Yikes.
Yeah.
But Bree ends up taking the rose from Matt,
mm-hmm.
which is interesting because
like you said, we didn't see much of it.
No, but then so they go into these conversations afterwards. So Sydney,
oh my God, stop saying conversations.
Conversations, I know, right? Sydney, Revion, and Haley, they all go home. It was very predictable, though. I thought Sydney would stay. I don't know this Bree and Matt thing. So they had these conversations.
I mean, like, yeah.
And Bree and Matt. Bree goes, you know, I'm looking for a guy that thinks about more than my looks.
You're cutting to the next day. So hold on real quick. This is now we cut real quick. The very next day is where we go directly into, okay, it's either fantasy suites or you go, you know?
Oh yeah.
So basically
fuck
like
or get fucked.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
I mean, that's kind of funny. I wasn't ready for it, though. Well, like, it seems... let's just go through the couple. So it starts with
Matt and Brie,
yeah. And it's like all about, he keeps calling her supermodel. He's totally smitten, but
he does focus on her looks, and she was like, you know what, I want a guy that wants more than my looks.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay, so she breaks up with him. But so why even take that rose? Why stay? What are you doing?
Yeah, well, she didn't know it was the next day that there was gonna be this decision.
Oh, yeah, I guess Chris is like, he does make that announcement.
He comes up during breakfast and is like, all right, this is it.
Well, and then Chase and Angela decide to also break up.
Saw that coming, too.
Like, there was nothing there. It was just, I feel like Angela was just there as a prop to make Clay crazy.
To fuck with Clay, probably. Yeah,
100%. That was their whole reason for bringing her there.
Yeah.
Hannah and Dylan, they decide to stay together.
No surprise.
Clay and Nicole, surprisingly, are staying together. I'm glad they decided to make that
decision. Love on the rocks, though.
Definitely on the rocks. I just don't see it.
Yeah.
And then JPJ and Tayshia, which I was really surprised about this. He says he's in love with her, but she doesn't say it back, and she's like, you know, you think you know what you want, but you don't. And
I don't know. I think, like, Tayshia said it multiple times. She even said the day before John said something. Two big things, indicators to me. Well, I mean, three. Obviously, first of all of us, the entire internet has said it doesn't make sense. Except for maybe a few of the people who are insane JPJ fans, which...
Congrats. You're probably not listening to this podcast.
Yeah, exactly. The second thing is, like, the day before, Tayshia said, JPJ, you're finally talking about real stuff. Like, he doesn't get deeper than surface thin. And how are you supposed to say you love somebody if it's surface thin?
When everything, like, is on the surface. And
yeah,
I've said it from the beginning, Tayshia is not into John Paul Jones.
Well, that was the third thing I was going to say. She seriously still calls him JPJ. Do you know any relationship that has love where they call you by your nickname all the time?
No, like all the time. Like as it's your real name, like on your birth certificate by default.
Right. No, they call you, like, anybody that has like a funky nickname like that, the person who you're with, like, it's not the funky nickname surface level version of you.
No.
So, I mean, because of that, personally, the second that he said, I'm in love with you, I was like, ooh, and you kind of see Tayshia's face be like, ooh.
Yeah, no.
And she goes to kiss him. She goes to kiss him. Do you think that was to, like, one last time be like, do I love this man?
Probably. That's a good way, you know, just to give it one more heave-ho.
Mm-hmm.
So she chases him down the beach. He still leaves, though.
Also, he's not wearing a shirt.
Never.
Can you wear a shirt when you tell me that you love me the first time?
No, like
it just looks like a joke.
It's a joke.
Yeah.
Okay, so Demi and Christian stay together. So happy about that. Chris and Katie. We talked about this at the beginning, but if I had a guy that was going back and forth so much and saying stuff like, I feel like there's times when I tell you I don't want to do this anymore, I don't feel it anymore. Ooh. Get the fuck, bye. Okay, fine. Like, that's it. I'm not going to sit here and keep pressuring. I feel like she's pressuring him at this point.
It's like that. It's like that easy thing you said about Dean.
You know?
It's the
same
thing. Yeah.
It's just, you have to be with me. You have no other choice. Like, what are you doing? This is the right choice. Trying to convince him, and I feel like that's sad because Katie is gorgeous and can get anyone she wants. But I guess we've all been there. I can't lie.
Yeah, I think what's hard about it is that Chris isn't like trying to screw with her head, you know? So that's why on her side, it's not like intentional. We would see it if it was intentional, he's just like so unsure of himself, and that's like an insecurity thing, maybe more so. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think Katie's giving him the chance. But I mean, same. Knowing, I don't know. Maybe they didn't need the fantasy suite. who knows? Maybe that's going to change some thoughts.
Who knows? But I mean, that's how the episode ends there, yeah. Essentially.
Didn't talk about Christian and Demi too much here. I mean, Demi is showing her fears so much, and it's so cool. Christian is like guiding her through, being so understanding and sweet. And I mean, I wrote that tweet I did because it was seriously like, I want to say it again vocally here. Straight white man from Midwest. I never thought about the fact that people in same-sex relationships have to worry about even just like holding hands with each other in front of other people.
What other people think.
Yeah. And I've thought about biracial couples because like I have friends that are biracial couples going back like a long, long ways.
Like me.
Like you, yeah. But like, it's just nothing I'd ever thought about before.
Yeah.
Because it's nothing that ever anyone has ever talked to me about either. So I think it was super cool. And I'm like I am a very open-minded person. And so usually, I think that's why I was so surprised by it. Because I was like, wow, not to toot my own horn, but like, how have I not realized how hard that is?
You don't think about it unless it's you.
Yeah. That's why I think this is so important for people to see. Like, it's awesome for people to see this.
For sure. Definitely, definitely, definitely. Okay, so let's do our Skinny Pop moments of the week.
Skinny Pop.
All right. Derek, are you ready? This is your solo.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I'm going to do it solo this time. All right. You have yours ready?
Yeah, babe. But I'm not singing with you because of the lag.
I know. I'll sing. Okay, now it's time for something sweet, salty, and cheesy. It's a Skinny Pop moments of the Bachelor Week.
That song will be forever stuck in all of our heads. But before we start, we want to thank our sponsors, Skinny Pop Popcorn, for its gluten-free popcorn with super delicious crunchy kernels that come in flavors like butter, cheddar, and you can snack without compromise. Find Skinny Pop products at shop.skinnypop.com or retailers nationwide. Okay.
Did you see that I did karaoke this last week?
Yes, and it was incredible.
And did Dirty Pop because I
was Skinny Pop. Because that's the only choice now. That's just who we are. All right, sweet moment of the week. I did write down the JPJ Tayshia prom. That was my sweet moment of the week.
I disagree. I didn't see that as sweet. Christian guiding Demi through coming out was
okay. Fine,
sweet.
I'm gonna see myself out. You're right. You're not wrong.
I know.
Okay, that was the sweet moment. Salty, Blake and Christina.
I have Christina and Dean. When Christina came down, Dean. I mean, same thing. It's both like previous relationships, and she's just like not afraid to speak her mind,
which I love.
Yeah, don't mess with Christina.
And cheesy, I said Dean coming back to paradise was super cheesy.
This is where I had JPJ's prom.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, that's super
I guess
cheesy.
That is. I thought it was like kind of sweet, but fine. Well, you're right. It was cheesy. All right. So
look, it was cheesy in a slightly good way. Like I'm not, again, that was something that I was like kind of aw about. So
I get it. Okay, so thanks again to our sponsor, Skinny Pop Popcorn. You can find Skinny Pop products at shop.skinnypop.com or retailers nationwide. And last but not least, our Cringe Harrison Award.
I feel like we have the same on this.
I hope we have the same on this. I'm not sure we do. Maybe. I'm going to say Chris and Katie and that whole – and her basically begging him to stay in this relationship.
We have different things then.
What did you say?
I have Luke S not having anybody pick his nose.
Yes, I don't know why I didn't write. Yes, that is that. Anyone? Does anyone want Luke's rose? Anyone at all?
You can see actually Dylan's face made like Dylan's face was our Cringe Harrison Award from now on. He was just making it behind his hand. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. that's really funny. Okay, so you guys, thank you so much for joining us this week. Remember, next week will be the after the final reunion show on Tuesday. and we will have our podcast out on Wednesday per usual. Make sure you rate, review, and subscribe. How many stars, Derek?
5 stars only.
5 stars only. And follow us on @TheBachelor on Instagram and BachelorPod on Twitter. So we will talk to you guys next week. Very excited about the finale. Till then.
Bye. Bye.